happy Monday. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan, and welcome to Cocktails with the Queen, your favorite show on Mondays. Now, I'm back with my girls, Vivica H. Fox. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Of course, Lisa Ray. Hey, girl.
Hey. Mwah.
What's up? And last but not least, Miss Selena Johnson. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, we are extra, and I'm your host, Claudia Jordan. Listen, we are extra giddy because the countdown has begun. We are all going on a first trip together. The queens are going to Jamaica to celebrate Vivica's birthday. I cannot wait, ladies.
I'm excited too. I'm so looking forward to hanging with y'all and having some fun in the sun.
We've never hung all four of us. Like, I was in LA with Vivica and Lisa Ray, and then we were in Atlanta with Lisa Ray and Selena, but never all four of us under the same roof.
Mm. I keep going out of screen. I got to get my placement right. Okay, there I am.
All that queendomness going to be in one hot caliente place. I don't know if they're going to be ready for that. And I don't even know what we're going to talk about yet, but I know it's going to be fire.
I can't wait to have a tropical drink in hand. Well, several tropical drinks in hand and get it in. And get some brown soup chicken. Some grilled lobster.
I want some jerk chicken. Oh, that's what I can't lose.
I want that fried fish and that black cast iron skillet from the lady off the road. With some scotch bonnet peppers.
I cannot wait. So, all right. Well, as usual, tonight we're dishing about everything that's trending in the news and on social media. And later on the show, we are talking about the best way to co-parent and how to deal with generational trauma with entertainment journalist, our girl, the beautiful Tanika Ray. So stick around for that. I love her. Ladies, let's get into it. We have a lot to discuss tonight. What y'all drinking, first of all? What's everybody sitting on?
Well, you know me. I'm going to keep it real with my Pinot Noir so I don't lose the gasket. Because, you know, I've learned with myself that if I have, you know, strong liquor, it would turn into a whole different kind of show.
Oh, Lord. Commentary get different.
We know when I'm on vacation and, you know, things may turn for, you know, so that I keep real clean with H2O and I have the tea.
Okay. Lena? Well, unfortunately, I'm drinking H2O because I would not have wanted to, but because I had to get this injection in my knee because my knee is acting the fool. So I have to keep drinking water and stay hydrated. So I can't have no liquor for like 2 days. So.
Dang. How about you, Claudia?
Your necklaces are cute, Selena. I love them.
Oh, I love the crosses too.
I'm representing Jesus.
Of course.
Amen.
I'm just drinking water because I'm
take the wheel tonight.
I'm just drinking water because I call myself trying to get it together before this trip because I want to be obnoxious with the pictures. So I'm slim down a little bit.
Okay, so I'm the one gonna be feeling real crunk tonight. You got it.
Okay. You guys, Vivica, take us away. All right, before we start this, get into the topics, let's kick the show off with some Black girl magic and celebrate the mother of Black Hollywood, our fave, Jenifer Lewis, who finally received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Are y'all ladies excited?
I am so proud of Jenifer Lewis. This is such a well-deserved long coming. I mean, Jenifer Lewis is just, did y'all see her do the kick up?
Yes, okay.
There was one picture, she had the leg up. I mean, Jenifer will still do the splits. She will still drop it on you and just have fun. But what I love, and I'll make my comment really quick, ladies, is that I saw this behind the scene footage of Jenifer, that even before she went up to, you know, get her accolades, that she turned to the audience and there was a bunch of young ladies that were standing there. And she turned around and she said a message to them. She said, always continue to make sure your voice is heard. They are trying to take away our voices every single day. She said, do y'all hear me? Pay attention. Pay attention, young ladies. And I just thought, now, look at this. This is a star right here. That here, this moment is all about her. And she turned around to Generation Next and to those that were there to salute her, to just pass on that, drop that nugget, to just pass on that knowledge. I love Jennifer Lewis.
I love her personality because she's so in your face. But when she in your face, you like that she's in your face because she's just loud and just vivacious and full of this talent and bigness that you just start watching her like, well, give me some, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Just so, you know, unapologetically her, and she's strong and she's powerful and she's opinionated. And when you have someone like that, a lot of people can be taken back, but she yes. don't care. She don't care. She's like, this is who I am. You can tell she's done theater, honey, because she's big and she's grand.
Yes.
And I'm like, I watch, you know, I watch her and I learn from her. So I love the fact that she's gotten her accolade and her star on the street. Absolutely. I'm gonna walk over there and sweep it up a little bit before I say, all right.
It's good minutes. To see some chocolate finally on the Walk of Fame. I know that's right.
Okay.
She's absolutely awesome. And you know, I like to take this moment to invite Jennifer Lewis to come join us on a Monday night on Cocktails with the Queens, because I think she's one of the ultimate queens for all those characteristics that you all have mentioned. Selena, don't you want, are you here for that?
Man, everything y'all just said. I love Jennifer Lewis. I love her in movies. I love her in person. I love her on the social media. She just keeps it real. You know what I'm saying? She's just, like y'all say, she don't care.
Like her and Felicia Rashad is the ultimate moms. You know what I mean? There's a mom bro.
They the mom TV moms. Okay.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Well, from Jennifer Lewis to this other Jennifer, Jennifer Lopez, her and Ben Affleck have officially tied the knot during an intimate ceremony in Las Vegas. Now, Lopez confirmed their Vegas wedding in her newsletter on, she got, hold up, newsletter.
Oh, here she is. Man. Okay,
newsletter. Jennifer.
Woo!
She wrote, last night we flew to Vegas, stood in line for a license with four other couples, all making the same journey to the wedding capital of the world. Lopez continued, we barely made it to the Little White Wedding Chapel by midnight. They graciously stayed open late a few minutes, let us take pictures in a pink Cadillac convertible, evidently once used by the king himself. But if we wanted Elvis himself to show that, to show that cost extra. He was in bed. Okay, a little joke. What are your thoughts on J-Lo and Ben Affleck tying the knot in Vegas? Selena, let's start with you. What do you think about this?
I love me some Jennifer Lopez, first of all. But if finding your soulmate was a person, it would be them. Because when I tell you they were in love and then they broke up and then they went and both got married to different people, had children, and then had different relationships and still found their way back to each other. If that is not a magnet, they're not magnets, I don't know what is. And I just really love, I'm really happy for Jennifer Lopez too, because it seems like she had been trying to, you know, been getting engaged a lot and trying to really get it going. And she's fine. I feel like she's finally found love with Ben. I think that they are like match made in heaven. I think they're meant to be. And I think it's cool to see a couple go through a lot of stuff and then end up coming back to a place like, all right, boy, you the one. Let's just go and get it over with. Like, it's like the ultimate love story. I'm very happy for them. I'm glad that they went off and just did it, you know, because this whole big shindig stuff, like sometimes that convolutes things and makes things a fool. So I love how they just went off and got it done. So I'm very happy about this. I'm really, really happy for them.
Okay,
J-Lo don't care, honey, because when I tell you, I like the fact that she is able to step from this one and go over here and say, this didn't work, and you don't want to do this, not a problem. Uh-huh. I am wanted, I am loved, I love me, I know who I am, and let me go find me somebody that is worthy of, and let me go on and get married. And she don't care what the whole world is thinking. And I like them together. I'm just a fan of love. Just man, you got a companion now to be able to roll over and say, hold me, tell me that everything's gonna be okay. I go out here and fight against the world.
Okay,
what do you think?
It's just, you know, just kept hope alive for me. I mean, I feel like I damn near just want to start crying tears of joy for J-Lo and Ben. You know, besides her, I commend him that because, you know, the first time people gave Ben Affleck a hard time. And I love that. First of all, he screamed on everybody and said, yeah, y'all have no idea all of the racist comments and stuff that I got, that was the main reason I gave in to peer pressure. And I let the love of my life go. And that he was man enough to come back and get her after Alex Rodriguez didn't do what he was supposed to do and seal the deal. Baby. She broke up with him. Ben was like, I'm right here.
And I'm right here.
Put it on lockdown. And he gave her this beautiful green ring, which I thought was very unique. And it just made me believe in love again. So just thank you. Congratulations to Bennifer for having the second go round. May God bless y'all with years of love. Y'all ain't got to worry about doing the kids. Y'all got five kids between the two, y'all. So y'all good. So y'all just live and love each other and show up and keep being fabulous and showing people that once you get older, you too can find love again.
Yeah. I like that. And I agree with everything y'all said, but I love that J-Lo is like, I don't care what y'all have to say about me. I'm doing me. I'm doing what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. It seems like she is happier that way. And I think that's probably the key to her fountain of youth. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, I'm doing what makes me happy. It ain't for everybody else. Y'all don't like that I got with a rapper. Okay. And you don't like I got with this guy that I married. This is my fourth marriage. And I don't give a damn. Yes, I married this waiter. He fine. And she just does what, you know what I'm saying? And J-Lo can pull him. She can pull him. And to me, it makes me think, Ben Affleck, it makes me look at him like, he must really be like a great, yeah, he must be popping.
You must be popping. Yeah, we saw a little preview in that one little movie that made you go, well, okay. Cool.
Ben got a little swag to him too.
Oh, yeah.
A little plug to him too.
He's kind of he kind of got like that Superman with a little East Coast swag.
Right. It's like a little, it's that Boston in it. I think it's that Boston. But Claudia, you said something that's a word I just want to touch on right quick. You said it's like she does whatever she wants and it's like her fountain of youth. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what? Yes, that just was like ding, ding, ding. I guess not caring about stuff is like a stress relief. If you just decide that I'm not going to care, you can't affect me if I've already decided that I'm not going to care about stuff. I can live my life and I can stay young, vibrant, and beautiful, and I can choose how I want to be. That was a whole word right there.
I mean, look at her, then look at these women that stay in these unhappy marriages. They look drained, they look haggard, okay. They look tired. They look, you know what I mean? Okay. And the ones that ain't, be vibrant, they be popping, and
you know what I'm saying? When we happy.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of some stuff that's not going to make us happy, we got to get into the story before the break. A mother who happens to be Black is calling out Sesame Place for alleged racism after the character Rosita blatantly dismissed her daughters during the parade. Take a look at this clip. The mother claims the Sesame Place character dismissed her daughter, but hugged a white child standing next to them. And it's also been reported that more parents are starting to share videos of Sesame Place performers seemingly ignoring Black children. I want to get your thoughts on this, but isn't Rosita Puerto Rican or Spanish? Ain't she one of the brain? What the hell? The audacity, Rosita.
Let me tell you how Rosita, though, would have got beat up in the middle of the street. Let me tell you how that camera would have been like, boom, 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 boom. Soon as I saw my daughter's face look like that, when I tell you it had been so much swinging on Rosita in the middle of that street, she would have went by and made her come back and say, "Now you didn't see her." That would have taken me to a special place.
You know, I'm always giving the benefit of the doubt for everybody. So I think I would have been like, hey, you forget this one right here. Oh, okay, yeah, thank you. You know, I would have did that.
It was very dismissive though. Like, what if she would have said something slick back to you though? What would you have done?
Well, don't ask me that on air, you know?
You know, I get
that. I'm assuming that Rosita wanted to smoke. This is what I'm saying.
And I get that. And we've all been in situations where we've been out and a fan may have wanted to shake your hand and take a picture, and you can't see everyone, right? I get that. And I get that you may miss some people. You're not going to get every kid. I get that. But now this video is coming from other angles with other Black children, and you see the same... The same thing over and over again. And it's like, two little girls are right in the front waving. It would have taken you 1 second to fist bump. I don't think that Rosita didn't see those kids. What do you think, Vivica?
Well, the whack ass apology that they came up with was what got me, okay? Yeah. Because, you know, most time when there's footage, because see, a camera don't lie. That's what y'all forgot. You can try to make up some BS, but a camera doesn't lie. So that whack statement that y'all released, like, no, they were actually asking for pictures, and because that was what you saw, this dismissiveness of that, or when they dismissed the children, that the parents behind them were, can we get pictures? Can we get it? No.
So we actually have the statement. It says, our brand, our park, and our employees stand for inclusivity and equality in all forms. The statement went on to say, the performer portraying the Rosita character has confirmed that the no hand gesture seen several times in the video was not directed to any specific person. Rather, it was a response to multiple requests from someone in the crowd who asked Rosita to hold their child for a photo, which is not permitted. Complete BS, as you were saying, Vivica.
You're right. Okay, now let me finish this now. You, once again, y'all, the camera don't lie. I don't know if they lawyer stepped in and helped them come up with that BS statement that they released, but that's not it. Camera don't lie. We saw them blatantly dismiss those children, wasn't speaking to an adult, blatantly dismissed the children and went by. You see the poor little baby in the pink with the little pink backpack. Her little face was just devastated. How dare you devastate a child like that? Mm-hmm. It takes just a minute for you to be nice. You know, like you say, do a little fist bump or something real quick. That was stop it. Stop it with that BS. Y'all lying. And y'all did them kids wrong.
And that's your job. You are the one that signed up to play Rosita and put that hot ass costume on for the summer. That's your career path that you chose to do. Okay. If you don't like it, then don't do it. I understand it's hot as hell now. You want to get out, but don't sit there and fist bump and hug and say hello to the white kid. The black kid sitting right. Let's show the B roll one more time. Let's look at it again. Maybe we missed something.
Let's get mad all over again.
Yeah. Let's. Footage. Can we see the footage?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, I can't do it. All right, we can't do it.
Oh, dang.
Well, everybody go to Instagram after the show. Not right now, because the queen's talking right now, so you don't want to miss this. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we got to talk about someone who was nominated for Woman of the Year. And I want to hear your thoughts on this, because it's just...
sick of it.
Enough.
Already.
Okay? We'll be back in 2 minutes, but after this. Don't go. Okay, we've determined that the majority of those people in those costumes, someone be on that stuff, okay? Someone be on that stuff. I don't see the ones in New York, Times Square, and the ones in Hollywood Boulevard. They be geeked out, dirty ass costume, dirty ass Elmo, dirty Spider-Man with the holes in the costume. I'm just saying.
Holes? Oh, holes. Oh, holes. Okay. There's some holes in this house.
Hell no. You
can't point them out. No.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Speaking of holes, no.
Yes, come on, Claudia.
Speaking of hoes, no, I can't say that.
Sure you can.
Speaking of hoes, this was a hoe-ass move that was made, I think, and y'all can be mad, I don't care. Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas received backlash after being nominated for the NCAA Women of the Year Award given by the University of Pennsylvania. Author Abigail Schreier tweeted, it is an inclusion that leads the Ivy League to pull stunts like this. It's misogyny and utter contempt for the truth. Now, Tom Fitton tweeted, in a direct attack on its female athletes, UPenn suggests transgender person NCAA, Woman of the Year Award. So all the women that are with that school, that's who nominated. Okay, and Martina Nartolova tweeted, not enough fabulous biological women athletes, NCAA. What is wrong with you? Ladies, listen, there's no way to not hurt people's feelings on this segment, but I think this is ridiculous. This swimmer just crossed over like this a year ago.
So what are your thoughts on it? Experience as a woman is very limited to then be honored as Woman of the Year in you know.
Can you put in some years, Leah? Like maybe let me holler at you in like 8 years when you like, you know, been through some things as a woman. You just did this. You're getting all these accolades, breaking records. And it just makes it's almost like a mockery. And it's like, that's how easy it was to become Woman of the Year? Okay,
guys. I just want to put up the church finger real quick. Real quick. I got you, Lisa Ray, and then I'm going to go and give you out the floor. Is this them trying to, first of all, be trendy? Second of all, you know, people, they do things to bring attention to themselves, doing something that's going to be controversial.
Right. Okay.
I mean, do you understand? When I say that, I'm not saying it to be, not that the person maybe in time would have been deserving of this award, but what's the quickest way that we can bring attention to us for this event that may not be getting any attention, that no one may have heard of,
good point,
except it's something controversial.
I like that. I like that because I do feel like everybody's trying to get on the bandwagon now because it's so talked about and it's so controversial and so confusing and so sensitive.
Yes.
That you can't even ask a question without them getting offended. And that a person like me will absolutely get in trouble because I'm inquisitive. I ask those questions that may make you say whatever it is that I need a little piece of to answer something else. I am that person. So now I'm subject to not being able to understand fully because I can't really ask the question. Because see, here's what I have against it automatically is that, yes, you turned into a woman and was able to do that. But is that fair to the regular women? Because when you have different hormones and different, you testosterone, you got more testosterone, you're stronger automatically, you know? And so yes. Now I'm up against you and can I actually win? Because you train different. Your muscles are different than a woman, like everything. So is that fair? Like,
well, just take us back to when Macy Gray
yes. got in
trouble when she said, listen, so, you know, that's why I said, is it trendy? Is it something that they're trying to do to get attention? I mean, especially when you have some of the, like Martina, for Martina to say something who for yeah. years, you know, people thought, oh my gosh, she's so masculine. It's a, mm-hmm. for them to speak out like, wait a minute, all the women around and y'all right. go there.
Mm-hmm. Here's my concern. It's giving hypocritical for me because why don't we ever, you know what, then when Brittany Griner comes back to the States, and, you know, I know that she identifies with herself as a woman, but she's considered a stud. She's married to a woman, and she would be considered a stud. Why can't she be MVP of the NBA? Why can't stud women then now come into male sports? Why don't we ever hear NBA? That?
You mean yeah. play in the NBA? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So why aren't we doing that then? Why don't you even see or hear about stud women who live their lives as men?
Oh, that's
doing the
point.
Same thing. You
that's
see what I'm saying? Point. Why is it always a woman coming over to, I mean, a man coming over and trying to dominate on a woman's sport? Mm. Why isn't it news when women who live their lives as men, they're transgender as well.
Given that opportunity, Selena.
Why aren't they given the opportunity? Why isn't it in the press? Why don't we talk about it? And why can't they be man of the year? Why not? Why can't they be man of the year? So I just, it's something's not adding up to me with this. It's absolutely and completely unfair, Lisa Ray. I totally agree with you. I also totally agree with Vivica in terms of the whole, you just trying to show some, y'all just trying to get some attention. It is the complete fool. And listen, in this instance, I don't think it's just heterosexual people that feel that way. I know plenty of LGBTQIA people who also feel that it is inappropriate and it is unfair. My thing is, why don't you all create a sport or a category that is specific for transgender? Just like, why can't they have their own bathrooms? If we're accepting of this, like this government say they are, then why don't we create opportunity for them to be able to live in their own lane on a lot of different things? Not everything, you know, they should be included in everything, but they should also, just like women have their own stuff, men have their own stuff. Why can't transgender then too have a lane that is created for them to
kind of, suggestion.
You know, fix this whole sensitive shit and this whole conversation?
Mm-hmm. You know, every time we speak on something like this, if we're not absolutely perfect in our delivery, it's going to be received as transphobic. I'm just going to like throw that out the window. Like, let's stop with that. It's not transphobic. It's not going to stop. So I'm just going to speak freely. I'm not saying that a transgender woman should not get Woman of the Year, because if we're talking about real inclusion, eventually, like, you know, like real inclusion is going to include that, right? But it, like y'all said, it does feel trendy and like a bandwagon is being hopped on to give University of Pennsylvania attention. Oh, let's just do it too. This person has spent 1 year as a woman, has transitioned 1 year. And I don't even know if the transition is complete. It's not really my business, but 1 year. And I feel like it's giving fake, it's giving performative, it's giving want to get in the blogs, and it's working. Look at that. Look at Leah.
It's giving Joanna man.
and it's also giving, like, it's opening up division, right? Because natural born women are going to speak on this like us, and then we're going to be looked at as not being sympathetic and empathetic and being transphobic, and it's not. But why don't we have a right to be outraged about this? Why is it not? Why is it people saying this is ridiculous? What about all the young women that trained since they were children and they would love to be able to be woman of the year at their college and not even be? And then we hear about this nomination. We don't hear about none of the other nominations. So I'm going to go on the record and say it's fake news. It's for attention. UPenn, you should be ashamed of yourself that this is the only one of your nominees that we hear about. Right. This is the only one we hear about. Because you're using Leah. And I feel like in this regard, Leah is actually a pawn in this because it's not Leah's fault. It's really not. Leah just wants to swim and do her thing, right? It's the school. Leah, huh?
I was going to say, Leah got a little part in it too.
Well, she does, but I'm just saying the school.
Girl, you know you stronger than the girls. You know by getting in this category, you got the edge. You know it's
unfair. But I do wonder that if a person is nominated, can they turn it down?
Oh, so Leah's definitely not turning it down because Leah definitely is loving this attention. Now, as a man, Leah was 497th in the world. Oh. As a woman, Leah is number one.
It's giving Joanna man.
That's yeah, what thank I'm saying. You for that, Claudia.
Yeah, 490 or 400. Yeah.
Facts.
For sure.
So come on.
How is that okay? There should be some kind of waiting period because I feel like when
agreed.
In the beginning of a transgender, there's still some gray area where you're still strong as hell. Okay. You're still much stronger. And as far as the hormones conversation, I do know that they have levels that transgender women have to be up under to be able to compete as a woman. That is a fact. Okay. They have to, their testosterone levels have to be really low, but still, there's still the broad shoulders, the larger arms.
They're men. They're men. They're going to be stronger than us. Even with lower testosterone, they're men.
I feel like there's no solution to this unless there is another league. Before, women couldn't be in men's sports, so they created a women's league. And now we've evolved, and now we have a lot of transgenders. And I feel like it's not fair that they should have a league where they can dominate, and no one will be angry. No one will feel slighted. I feel like I don't know.
I just want us to get to a point where we can talk about all of this and not be so censored. Because I'm trying to understand, because when I tell you I'm a good old, I was about to use a derogatory saying. I'm a blank hag, you know what I mean? Like that, I goes to the drag shows.
Oh, honey, all day I have long, a good time, you know I mean? Madam.
Yes,
good
yes,
time,
yes.
Madam.
So you
love the children. See, all kinds.
These gay boys will tell you in a minute, honey, don't let me pop this wig off and get with you, because they're men at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Now, I absolutely agree with you. They like the worst one. The worst one you want to try to roll up on, okay, is that one you underestimate in them heels and a wig. Yep. Did y'all see this one, honey? He had on some pink 6-inch heels and was killing the children doing a whole thing. So you're right. Mm-hmm. I just real quick, want to go back to what Selena said. There aren't a lot of women trying to that live as studs that then say, hey, I want to now compete in the NBA or
man of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, wow, well, never thought
I'm gonna
that.
Tell you why. I'm gonna tell you
but
why.
Why is it right now in life that men are deciding so much when it comes to women and our bodies and what's happening with us that we're having a moment of girl power and being strong and finally winning and making more money and getting more exposure than ever in power positions? Why are they coming over here now?
And transgender women, men that are turning into women are able to go into our sports. But the stud women are just studs. They may live their life as men, but they didn't do the surgery to become a man. They didn't strap down and just, you know, did that. So that would be the difference though.
Before we get ready, I just want to make a clarification with like drag queens and transgender. They're not the same. And I know people will come for us. So I just want to clear that up. You know, drag is external. And I think trans is internal, which you feel and which you identify as. So I just want to clear that up before we go to break. Before we go, we are on a tease, our next guest, special guest coming up, television personality, Tanika Ray. We love her. She'll be joining our queendom to talk about healthy ways to co-parent and how to deal with generational trauma. So stick around for that. We'll be right back. We are back with Cocktails with the Queens. Now we've reached the part of the show where we talk about our relationships, the challenges we face in our own lives, and how we overcame them. Welcome to Queendom. All right, soulmates, tonight we are breaking down healthy ways to co-parent and how to overcome generational trauma. Please welcome the host of the mom-centric podcast, Mama Stay, with Tanika Ray, entertainment journalist. Tanika Ray, hey, lady.
Hey, hey girl, how are you?
Hey.
I love seeing you, and you guys got me heated with all those topics earlier, but let's move forward, okay? In the mom space, because now they're trying to change it to birthing people, but we're going to keep it with mothers, all right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you, you know what? We could probably have a nice little debate with you on here. Wouldn't be there, because we were just like,
because I'm not afraid to speak my truth, and I just don't look at comments. And you're right, Claudia, we all need to speak out, because there's a lot of stuff that we keep under the wraps because we're scared of what people are going to say. That's the reason why we are in this world the way that it is, on fire, because we're scared to tell the truth. So let's speak our truth.
Absolutely. Well, let's just get right into it, Tanika. You've been the go-to entertainment journalist on some of the most watched entertainment television programs. And now you're hosting the podcast, Mama Stay, with Tanika Ray. How did that come about?
You know, I've been in Hollywood for a while. As you guys have all known, I've interviewed all of you on red carpets. Yay. And when it came down to it, when I had a child, I realized, oh, this is the tribe I really connect with. I love being in flashy Hollywood, but there's nothing like mom to mom conversations. We all live a very similar life, no matter where you are, no matter what your background is. There's a common denominator of pushing a child out of your vagina and having to deal with nurturing and raising a human. You are literally taking care of another person. And I think that this world likes to diminish that and be like, oh, it's just what women do. It is a full unpaid job.
Tell them.
Come through, birthing person. Come through, birthing person.
Come through, birthing person.
Okay. First of all, I just got to say congratulations, baby girl. I didn't know that you had a baby.
Yes, wow. I had a baby.
Congratulations, queen. Congratulations.
Thank you. I popped it out. Last egg, y'all. I had to do it. But my child is 8, and like any mother who has children, every single year is just a new level of challenges, a new level of checking you, because we get checked every day as moms. We do. Yeah. Don't we, Lisa Ray? You know.
We've had.
So listen, you talk about the importance of conscious parenting when addressing generational trauma. Yes. What do you mean by that?
Well, okay. So I was really scared to death to have a child because I don't have the most beautiful relationship with my mother. Oh, wow. So we either mother the way we were mothered, or we are brave enough and ballsy enough to find another way. And so I was scared. I was like, I don't want this relationship with my child the way that I had with my mother. Mm. So luckily, and I prayed so hard, luckily 7 months pregnant, I looked up watching OWN, because you know, Oprah's God, and she's sitting under her oak tree with this woman named Dr. Shefali, the creator of this book called Conscious Parenting, where it's not, don't speak until spoken to. You don't know what you're talking about. You a kid. It's none of that old stuff we were all raised with. It's actually understanding and believing that God has made these children perfect, exactly the way that they are as they come out of our bodies. And I had to realize that my daughter's job is not to be a mini me. It is not my job to make her think and breathe and exist the way that I do. She's her own person. God has tasked me and has trusted me to allow her to walk through this world, find out who she is. And I'm there just to make sure she doesn't bump her head against sharp objects.
I love it.
I love that. Yes. Tanika, you know, I'd like to ask you for, you know, some advice, because when it comes to co-parenting, you know, how do you effectively and honestly have that kind of conversation with your ex to establish boundaries?
Woo, honey, that it tries you every time. It really is so complicated. First of all, relationships are complicated. So even raising a child with a husband, with the love of your life, is hard, because you don't walk through the world with the same exact thoughts. You don't walk through the world thinking the same way, and the best way to deal with the bully at school, the best way to try to, you know, have autonomy over your thoughts. We are all different. So when it comes to somebody you don't want to even deal with, it is constantly a challenge. So I try to write a lot in text so I don't have to see them face to face. I try to be really clear and not judgment, but I would love, since our daughter is vegetarian, if you don't feed her chicken. I would really appreciate that. Well, it's fine. It's going to be fine. No, it's not okay. And then it's forcing my daughter to speak to her father, Dad, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat chicken. And so I have mixed feelings about that because I don't want my 8-year-old to have to take that on. But truth be told, the person that is going to check her dad the most and be the most successful is probably that 8-year-old child. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Absolutely.
So I give her the tools to speak her truth. We even had a moment where she was really upset that she didn't see her dad on his birthday because her dad was partying, doing his thing, right? And I'm like, you said you were going to see her. You didn't see her. It broke her heart. You don't understand that because you had a great time out at the club. She's upset. So I brought them both in the house and I said, Nyla, tell your dad what you're feeling. And give her the space to feel brave enough to say, yeah, I'm sad I didn't get to see you on your birthday. And then I say to him, did you hear what she said? And I literally become the mediator without judgment or emotions, but she needs to learn how to speak her truth. And what he won't hear from me, he will be able to receive from her.
That's right. That's right.
And those are big facts. Tanika, I'm a mother of two. I have an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old. So, child, I feel you. It's a constant communication, you know, it's just a constant communication fiasco.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, in regards to communicating, that on your podcast, and not assuming, this is facts, you talk to so many different women from so many different walks of life, so many different instances. There has to be something, even though you're so smart, obviously, and so, leveled in terms of how you're raising your daughter. What is something that you've learned from other mothers on your podcast? What is something that's been like, you know what? That's a good old point. I'm going to apply that to myself.
You know, I learned something on every single episode. You know, the glorious queen, Lisa Ray, was on my show. Thank you for blessing it. I've actually aired it a couple times because I ended up on Red Table Talk and I wanted to reiterate how amazing it is to be brave in your truth. Mm. And Lisa Ray going on Iyanla's show gave me the strength to say, you know what? It's okay for me to voice my truth. I did not have the most amazing relationship with my mother. That's the place to start. Now I need to do the work to make it better for my daughter. And what that show did was it opened up my mom going, oh, well, now that you've embarrassed me in front of the world, what can I do? And actually it took that embarrassment for her to get out of her ego and go, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Mm. And what I learned from Lisa was to be brave. What I've learned from Ananda Lewis, which we all know from MTV and BET, Ananda came on and she's like, I don't care what anybody's doing out there in the world. My life is my sanctuary. My home is my sanctuary. I live in a bubble. I drink only water. I'm a vegetarian. She's so unapologetic in the things that she kicks out of her life. And she only keeps the things that feed her spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. I learned that from her. Every single mom has jewels that they drop every single episode. And I'm honored that they come on, you know, that everyone from Michael Michelle, she's a little actress on Mixed-ish, who's now on the Raven Simone show. Her mom came on the show. So it's not just women who are in Hollywood, but it's sometimes women in Hollywood mom, how they raise them to be successful, how she raised a little 7, 8, 9-year-old girl to navigate this world of Hollywood, which none of us have done so well, and to be so self-loving and to be so confident. I mean, that's that's the goal in this world that's on fire, is to raise children that are empathetic, who are confident, who are kind, and also ain't about people when they come at them the wrong way.
That's right, Tanika. It sounds like a fascinating podcast. What can our viewers learn from listening to Mom say before we let you go? I'd just like to leave them with something. You've said a lot that I'm intrigued. So what would you say in a nutshell?
Well, I say take it with grace, okay? We've all been conditioned in this world, right? We've been conditioned by society, especially as African Americans. We have to remember we're only the second generation out of civil rights. So the things that my parents learned, like keep your head down, don't be too much of a problem, you know, always agree, work hard to the bone. All that stuff is great. But we now live in the world that if I worked my butt off and never said anything and never promoted and never, nobody would care. We live in a different world. We have to understand our conditioning. We have to break those generational curses that we don't speak. We don't tell anybody what we're going through at home. There's kids who have been molested for years, and there's physical abuse. And then there's trauma that's emotional and mental. And they're all different, but all relative, right? There are kids who are taught never to tell that they were abused in their homes. And that just leads to them, whatever they do with their kids, don't tell your truth. And we've got to break it all. Mental, physical, emotional trauma needs to come to an end. Remember, we're the generation that grew up with Oprah. We're the generation that started making millions of dollars. We're the generation that's built for this. Look at what our kids are inheriting.
I want everyone to support your podcast and check it out. It sounds like you have a lot of gems to drop. Tanika, thank you so much for joining us. And please make sure you check out her podcast, Mama Stay. We appreciate you seeing you and we love you. And I'm so happy you got your beautiful child and you look amazing. So thank you so much. We're taking a quick commercial break and we'll be back with more after the break. Welcome back to Conscious with the Queens and shout out to Tanika Ray. And thank you so much for blessing our show. And we appreciate you, Queen. Thank you so much. All right, y'all, listen, I talk about credit and, you know, credit has never been as important as it is now. The economy is going crazy. You got to maintain some good credit. So look, let me tell you about the 3-week rule. It might be the best financial advice ever. Now, what is a 3-week rule? Well, wait 3 weeks to buy that new car. Wait 3 weeks to refi your home mortgage and wait 3 weeks to finance any major purchase. Now, why 3 weeks? Well, that's because that's how fast the average ScoreMaster user takes to boost his or her credit, an average of 61 points. Now listen, 61 points added to your credit score can save you tens of thousands of dollars on everything we finance. ScoreMaster technology was developed by credit data scientists to boost your credit score faster and higher than you thought possible. Now, ScoreMaster is so easy. It takes about a minute to get started, and you don't have to wait months for your best credit score. Now, how many points can you add to your credit score? Well, check it out. Be sure to visit scoremaster.com/cocktailswithqueens for the special 7-day trial I got for you. Now that's scoremaster.com/cocktailswithqueens. Again, scoremaster.com/cocktailswithqueens. I'm a customer. I use it. I get alerts all the time and my credit is A1. So check them out and get back with us. We're taking a quick commercial break and we have more Cocktails with Queens after the break. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Now, soulmates and queens, brace yourselves for this story. A doctor in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, was arrested after he was allegedly caught raping a woman while performing her C-section. Yes, you heard that correctly. Raping a woman, putting his penis in her mouth while he was supposed to be performing, worrying about her anesthesia. Now, nurses allegedly recorded Dr. Giovanni Quintella Bezerra assaulting the patient. Police are now investigating previous reports against the doctor and said several women have come forward with allegations of abuse and that doctor could spend up to 8 to 15 years in prison. Lisa Ray, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on this story? Can you believe this?
Well, first of all, no, but I'm glad that they did because he's done it before. So for them to set up the surgical room for that, let them know that they needed it, concrete evidence. And they didn't want to just have him just unzip his pants. It was like, let him go all the way because the charge would have been different. It would have been attempt if that would have happened. They like, we hate to have had to have used you. However, we know him and we know what he's going to do. You'll be the last victim that will help everybody and to put him away. I don't wish that on her. You know what I mean? Because like, damn, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the husband should beat the entire living shit out of him.
Where he at? They gave him a nice welcome to let him know it once he gets released into general population, it's on and popping.
Okay. You don't want to go to jail in Brazil. Yeah. I watch prison documentaries all the time. It's a little bit of my obsession. The prisons down there. Mm-mm.
I say kudos to the nurses for having the courage to know that something wasn't right. And for them to let him get comfortable enough to do what he thought he was getting away with. Mm-hmm. It just bothers you when you hear about people that are trusted to trust that we trust when we're at our weakest moment. This woman was sedated. She was unconscious. She can't speak. You know, she doesn't know what's going on. And she's delivering a child.
And his was interesting. The conspiracy of that. Will they drop the charges because they were the one that set it up? You know what I mean? Like,
they didn't set it up. They just filmed him.
Because they set up the whole surgical room.
They knew that he had been behaving erratically, mm-hmm. and that something wasn't right. They didn't like have it set up where it's like, okay, y'all make sure y'all put the cape up. No. They filmed him because his behavior on several occasions, they thought something ain't right.
And he was using a too much anesthesia, which was endangering this woman's life. Right. So he can put his little penis in her mouth as she's being operated on. Selena, what you think about this? I know you're about to say it's a fool.
You know that it is. Okay.
Is there a level beyond a fool that we can give to this?
It's giving an atrocity. Okay. And when we talked about earlier this attack on women, is it in the air? What would make you? You got to be crazy as F-U-C-K, okay? Crazy as hell to intentionally say, I can't wait to have a surgery for a woman to birth a baby so I can put my penis in her mouth.
Yeah,
that is absolute mental illness.
That's what
absolutely ridiculous and disgusting.
Yes, what sexual perversion? People have different things that they like that
and get endangerment off.
You know what I mean?
There was only a sheet between him and the other doctors that were only a feet away. Like, what kind of perv are you? You exactly. are that
right?
Friend?
Right, but exactly. the doctor,
you this horny. Where you gotta go in the actual, first of all, she must have been a single mother of some sort because when I had a C-section, I had the same screen up, had an anesthesiologist because I had to deaden the bottom half of my body, but I was awake, you'd be kind of like awake, but not really. My husband, Kiwan, was in the room sitting mm-hmm. next to the doctor. Had that jump down. With him in the room,
it would have been
all kind of tables and scaffolds flying everywhere. Is he crazy? Like the balls of him to not even care that people are in the room, like just the audacity. That's mental illness at its finest.
Yeah, they waiting on him. He gonna get his trust and believe.
He's going to the booty house and it's going down. It's going down. They gonna show him what time it really is.
Wow.
Gonna put him to sleep and do mm-hmm.
Speaking at a booty house.
Mm. Yeah, moving on. Tristan Thompson was recently spotted holding hands with a mystery woman in Greece. Now, according to CNBC, the two were walking hand in hand around 5 a.m. on Sunday after previously turning up at one of the local clubs. Now, the video of Tristan and the mystery woman comes after news broke that he and Chloe are expecting a baby boy via surrogate. What are your thoughts on this story? I know.
What's the fascination with these men running up behind these girls that look like ants? What is this shape?
I would just say, you know,
with this booty that's out
you're kind of younger, you keep on, you date body parts. You do. Right. You do. You date body parts. No. Let's just keep it real. When you're young, it's the whole like conquest of, you know, body parts. Ooh, I got another one. I mean, because if you look at her from behind, Chloe doesn't look like that anymore because she's gotten thin and she now is doing the blonde hair thing. They're doing the whole blonde, you know.
They went back white.
She got an ant booty too. Yeah, she got an ant booty too.
They're not doing the ant look no more. But this is what I will say.
They're doing a mini ant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, okay. Is that, you know, for the longest time, you know, all of us were getting so angry for Chloe that it was like, I'm angry for Chloe. How dare you keep doing Chloe like this? So it's now at this point that you hear that she's about to have a child with him via surrogate, but then here he is over in Italy. So brothers, just so you know, just because y'all think y'all go over to a foreign country, they got paparazzi too.
Okay? Right. So cell phones.
Right. So busted again. But at this point, you're just kind of like, maybe they have an arrangement that we don't know about. And if they do, if Chloe, if this is what you want to have your children have the same father, however this man goes and dips into whatever, next aunt body, baby, have that.
Not the next aunt body. Supposedly
have at it because this energy still then comes back around your children.
Yeah.
To the kids.
Supposedly they started the surrogate process before he got caught having the other side baby. I think it got started. So yeah. So all this stuff kind of happened afterwards.
Of course, but it was enough.
He cheated already.
Yeah,
He
just had another baby with another chick after she gave him his 30th birthday.
Right.
What?
I gotta say this, Tristan's D-I-C-K can't be this good for all these people to just be acting a fool.
Baby, this is nothing but the girls that are lining up to get the NBA child support package.
And
like, what's it like, 30K?
You're right about that. They have to have some kind of agreement because her thing is probably, I don't even really want you because I know what you about. I just want your sperm because I want my kids to have the same father. And let me have that and just go.
Why wouldn't you go and get with a man that's going to love you? If you got a type, we all got a type. You know, you're attracted to what you're attracted to. But what you're not going to do is we ain't got enough time, y'all. But
you know what? We're going to have to talk about this next week as we prepare for Jamaica. I want to thank my girls, Lisa Ray, okay. Selena Johnson, Vivica Fox, and Tanika Ray for joining us tonight. We had a fun time tonight. Thank you for watching us on YouTube. Y'all got to stick around for the Pulse that's coming up next. Ladies. We gotta get our swimsuit game together. We gotta.
Oh, what's happening, girl? I can't wait. We got next week and then that week.
I'll be standing behind you then.
Me too, child.
No, see y'all next week.
I'm an aunt booty right now. My booty, aunt booty, in real life.
Bye, y'all. Mini ants.
Switch to Metro by T-Mobile and save more. Get the new iPhone SE now with 5G at the lowest price in prepaid. Just $99.99.
I post a lot, and thanks to the iPhone SE with 5G and advanced 4K camera, I'm snapping and sharing while my followers are smashing the like button.
Switch and get the iPhone SE for just $99.99. Only at Metro. Save more versus national prepaid brands. Limited time offer. In-store only. Price for 64GB model with eligible port. $60 plan and ID. See 5G device coverage and access details at metrobytmobile.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.